is Neil. So he's just walking into the room now. You can probably hear the claps behind me. There's whistles and cheers. He's about to come up the steps. His media advisors were sort of leading the way as he walked in. He's got his wife Peggy with him, and you can probably hear he's just taken to the podium and he's about to start addressing.
Okay, the Premier with his family on the podium in the city, Liberal Party at the Sofitel. Dennis Knapheim.
Thank you very, very much for that very, very warm and kind reception. I can tell you that I have just telephoned Daniel Andrews
to advise Mr. Andrews of my congratulations for Daniel Andrews and the Labor Party who've won this state election. I know there are still many pre-polls still to be counted. I know there are still many postal votes still to be counted. But the figures clearly indicate that there has been a swing to the Labor Party and they will have a majority in the Legislative Assembly. Therefore, it's appropriate for myself as leader of the government, as leader of the Liberal Party, to do the right thing by the people of Victoria and to contact Mr. Andrews and inform him that I have conceded that he has won this election, and we congratulate Mr. Andrews on that victory. Can I say at the same time that I am extremely proud to have had the honour and privilege to be the Premier of this great state of Victoria. This is the greatest state in the best country in the world. And I am particularly proud that today, in 2014, Victoria is a better, stronger, more financially secure state than when we came to government 4 years ago. In the great tradition of Liberal National Party governments, we leave the state in better condition than what we inherited only 4 years ago. Yeah. Our state has the best finances of any state or territory in Australia. A AAA rated budget surpluses this year and each and every year of the forward estimates. The only state or territory that has that financial position. We have been very strong in introducing a law and order agenda to make our community safer, with additional police in our streets and in our neighbourhoods. PSOs on our railway stations, a great policy of a Liberal coalition government. Tougher sentences. We are also proud of the fact that we've used our financial strength to ensure that we've had record budgets for key services like health and education. And in health, we've had over $4.5 billion worth of capital expenditure in our hospitals across the length and breadth of Victoria, rebuilding the health system to make a better, strong health system for all Victorians. I am personally very proud that under the Coalition government, we signed up to the National Disability Insurance Schemes that will make a real difference for people with disabilities. We secured a great agreement with the federal government for long-term funding improvements for education under the so-called Gonski Agreement. We put $1 billion into the regional growth fund to make a difference to our regional cities and our regional communities. We've also had what I believe is Victoria's most powerful infrastructure agenda in Victoria's recent history, with the Regional Rail Link project, the upgrades to the Frankston Line, the Cranbourne-Pakenham Rail upgrade, the Melbourne Rail Link, the Airport Rail Link, the Murray Basin Rail project, East-West Link and the Tullamarine widening. And I would urge the incoming government to seriously consider adopting that sort of infrastructure project to cater for our growing population and our growing economy. Can I thank so many people? First and foremost, can I particularly thank all our Liberal and National candidates who are in the field in this election and their families who have supported them so well. Can I thank each and every one of you in this room and the many thousands of volunteers across Victoria who helped the Liberal Party, the National Party, over the last weeks and months and years of this government and this campaign in particular. Your work has been absolutely outstanding and truly appreciated. So thank you, volunteers. Can I thank Tony Snell as President of the Liberal Party here in Victoria, his Vice Presidents and his executive team for their leadership. Can I thank Damien Mantak and all those hard workers at 104. The team that are there on a long-term basis, but also those particularly who joined us for the campaign, who worked 24/7 above and beyond. Thank you very much for your dedication, your commitment and your hard work. Can I thank my ministerial and parliamentary colleagues and their families, my parliamentary colleagues that have served with us over the term of government have worked absolutely to the utmost in the dedication of serving their communities, representing their constituents and making sure they get a positive outcome for their constituents right across the state. My ministerial colleagues have been loyal, hard-working and outstanding contributors to the state of Victoria, making this state a much better state. And can I particularly thank all their families for their contribution and sacrifices during that time. Can I pay special recognition and thanks to Peter Ryan and the Nationals. They've been loyal, hard-working and true.
We'll hold the news. Stay with the Premier's concession speech. Dr Dennis Napthine conceding his defeat. We'll stay with it. And
within my own team, I want to particularly recognise and thank Louise Asher, my deputy, who's just been outstanding in her contribution to the team and the party. David Davis, our leader in the Upper House, and Wendy Lovell, our Deputy Leader in the Upper House. I'd also like tonight to pay recognition to Ted Baillieu, former Premier and Member for Hawthorne, who won this election in 2010, and I want to thank Ted for his contribution to the team and to government. In a little self-indulgence, can I particularly thank the volunteers and my campaign team in South West Coast, led by Lee Allen. They've done a great job in my electorate when I've been wider state duties to do, and I thank them for the good result we achieved in South West Coast today. Can I thank... my electorate office staff in Warrnambool. Can I particularly thank my staff who work for me in the Premier's office? They are an absolutely fantastic group of people who really are great contributors to government, great contributors to the party, and great contributors to Victoria. Thank you very, very much. It's been an honour and privilege to work with you. Finally, can I thank my family? My family have supported me each and every minute of my time as the member for Portland, the member for South West Coast, as a minister in the Kennett government, as leader of the opposition, and as a minister in the Baillieu government, and then as premier. My family have been absolutely outstanding in their loyalty, their support, and their allowing me to do what I like to do and allow me to make that great contribution to my community and to this great state. Can I thank my wife Peggy and my... and my boys... my boys, Jack, Edward and Tom and Katie, it's just absolutely to have their great loyalty and support. And can I conclude bar one by saying that I will be calling a meeting of the Liberal Party in the very near future to move forward, and I will be advising here, and I will be advising my colleagues that I will be stepping down as leader of the Liberal Party. It is time for renewal. It is time for change. Can I say absolutely that the Liberal Party has an enormous amount of talent and skill and ability in its parliamentary team, in its administrative team, in its volunteers. We are people who've got a great contribution to make to Victoria. We will continue to make that contribution as a hard-working, dedicated opposition that holds government to account. And we will be back at the next election offering the people of Victoria a real alternative. But I can say that it's time for me to step down as leader, and I believe the party has plenty of opportunity to choose a new leader for a new future, so that the Liberal Party will continue to be a strong, dynamic political force here in Victoria. Thank you very much.
Very strong.
That's it.
Dennis Napthine
conceding. Okay, Dr. Dennis Napthine conceding defeat and stepping down as leader of the Liberal Party, which we sort of touched on a little bit earlier. It will be a Matthew Guy, Michael O'Brien battle, I would think. A few more might put their hand up.